not cable, internet, car.
We're going to play the last taxes. Song before we run out of time.
See you later. Stick around at 3, and I will continue that list. I'll continue this conversation with myself.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for Nate's show, where he'll talk about taxes.
Oh.
And oh, thank you to Maya for being a wonderful guest. This is Verite.
I'm
Okay, hello out there, everyone in WMFO land. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. If you're listening online on WMFO.org, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you so much to Haley for your wonderful show and all of your listeners who might want to stick around for the 3 to 4 spot. Maybe, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. I'll be your DJ for this hour. We got music from Hop Along. Big shout out and continuing shout out to my man Jay Chen for really just getting out there and getting the word out about that Hop Along album, because it's awesome. And you're just, I like, in at least 4 different venues, you were like, hey man, hit that Hop Along album. And then I finally did, and I was like, I get it. And if you love something, you fight for it, and I'm for that. So I wanna encourage that behavior. And with that, we're just going to kick off the old show with some Hop Along. Thank you so much for sticking with us. It's going to be a heck of a time. And if maybe you can notice just even through the airwaves, spring has sprung here in Somerville, the land of always summer. And we're feeling great. All right, let's get to it.
stove, but I withdraw the same.
it's starting over. Yeah, it's starting now. Why are you running from your own crowd? Where are you going? And what you plan to do when you reach that age, girl, of all you knew? 'Cause you can go, but just don't leave me. 'Cause I don't know how I'm still breathing. Oh, 'cause you can go, but just don't leave me. 'Cause I need to feel your heart beating.
Yeah, I'm back. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, WMFO 91.5, WMFO.org. For everybody listening on the internet, yeah, this is a heck of a list there, if I do say so myself. We had Hop Along, How Simple. That's the first song off of their album that is fresh off the presses. Bark Your Head Off, comma, Dog. Just like that band Slaughter Beach, comma, Dog. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, that came out this week. And again, J-Chan out there selling it. And then we had Young Jesus with the song Green off the disc S/T, followed by And the Kids, the song 2003. That was from a single, 2003, the single. And then Michigander was the song you just heard. And the name of that song was Fears. What you don't know is that Michigander, not only sort of being the denominator of anybody who's from Michigan, under the circumstances it was created, is sort of a combination of the state of Michigan, the name Michigan, and gander, which is like a goose. So it actually is, and considered in some cases, has like a pejorative type a meaning. So it's like, oh yeah, you're foolish like a goose if you're a Michigander instead of a Michiganian. It's a good time. I was talking about Hopalong earlier on in the set. And I recently told one of my friends they check all the boxes except for not being Canadian. And I looked up where they're from, and they're from Philadelphia. Now, let me tell you about Philadelphia. Quick take. Not my favorite city. Not a great city. Now, I am from, obviously, across the state in the great city of Pittsburgh. I'm from the great city of Pittsburgh. We look across, really, really across and down, I would say, on the city of Philadelphia. It's not a great city. A lot of mean people in Philadelphia, especially as you saw during the Super Bowl, they burned their city to the ground, and that was with happiness. So you can imagine what kind of place it has been for really just the longest time when really there wasn't a lot to celebrate living in Philadelphia. If you hate Philadelphia or if you love Philadelphia, please call in. My college roommate is from Philadelphia, and I enjoyed very much blasting both Philadelphia, his teams, and sort of the general sentiment of that city. They killed the hitchhiking robot. You can look that one up. That's just your whole thing. And they'd also in general just are awful. And if you follow hockey, you can see that the Pens absolutely dropped a touchdown on Philadelphia last night to a straight-up goose egg. This is all the manage the Flyers could have. Sid with the Hattie and Malkin with one of those beautiful goals I've ever seen. And they say that Russian ballet is dead. It is not. Anyway, got more music for you. Got some more PSAs for you. Got some more broken social scene in the background for you. That's what you've come to expect here on Fast and Loose.
Tell me.
drop me in the pan. Watch my inside sizzle.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm back. This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO. We just heard Crumb by Lockett off of the Lockett EP. That's a 2017 release. I think Crumb's got a 2018 album. Check that out. Humpty Dumpty by Acid Tongue preceded that off the disc Babies. And then the song before that was Minefield by Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. I'm a big Margo fan. It was really hard to track down the origins of that song. I was even trying to look at the lyrics, and it wasn't necessarily something that came up. For all you fans who are in your 20s, late 20s, who are big Animal and Not Animal fans, those are the albums by Marco and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. There is some new music out there by them, which is great because, you know, that's like, I feel like Tall as Cliffs and Bode Ripple or Burning are like sort of top 10 songs for me. So it's nice to have a little Margo on the old list. Also, and this is true, I was at a Margo and the Nuclear So-and-So's show. It was at the Drunken Unicorn in Atlanta. This was a number of years ago. There was this guy there. And so I think they're from Illinois. And there was this guy there that just kept on sort of yelling out facts about Illinois, I think, in sort of to cheer the band on in a certain way. And then not only did the band, they were like ignoring him for the first sort of little bit, and then he sort of stopped, the band stopped, looked directly at the guy and was like, "Illinois sucks." And then that was like it. And this guy, I was standing right next to him, he had a tattoo of the state of Illinois on his right bicep. So he was all in on Illinois. All in. Interesting times. I got a quick PSA for you. Station wants you to know, texting while driving, this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. That's important. I'm a big call you out if you're texting type passenger. And surprisingly, for as many laws as Massachusetts has, we do not have a law about texting and driving. I used to live in a state that had practically no laws. That state being Texas. And yeah, there were no texting laws in Texas. In Corpus Christi, Texas, there was a law about that. I'm pretty sure there's not laws about like sort of stealing someone's land and taking their cattle. I feel like it's a free game, you know. If you let them take it, then it's his by rights, you know, the law of the West. That's frontier justice right there. Frontier justice. John LaCourte, if you're listening, specifically the river justice that we had sort of talked about. Yeah, oh my gosh. Now's a great time to be in Texas. Everything's getting warm and now's the time to float the rivers. Anton, yeah, actually Anton's listening too. We've done some floating in our days. And all of our friends out in Seattle, we've done some floating in our days. Good times. Good times, good times. All right, let's get back to it.
But I could hear it cracking underneath.
You want a short solution. We never could see eye to eye. Thank you.
We'll be right back. The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour. Shalala, oom, shalala. Oom, shalala, oom, shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. And all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I've thought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram. Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs and I've been down. Outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got